Are you you clapping or are you having a good time there?
Clap on. Clap off.
All right, let's get this word on the show. Everyone, and welcome to the Half of the Bag Disc Golf Podcast. My name is RJ, and today I'm just drinking water from my Yachty. That's because I got back from a hockey game not that long ago, so it was.
Is it a luxury Yachty?
Ooh,
it's a what?
It was supposed to be a yacht joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It didn't really pan out. Hey, I've been MIA for like what?
A month?
A month?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So joining us finally is a
he's not
dead. Is our resident not, audio expert and person yet. That we have to remind that he has to turn off and turn back on his programs. It's yep. Ian. Ian, what are you drinking today?
Some throat coat. <'Cause>,
this is supposed to be family friendly.
I didn't say deep throat coat. I just said throat coat. If you don't know the herbal tea remedy, then you've
Ermal?
Been living under a rock.
Should we be worried about this throat coat from Ermal?
Oh, man.
It's the small gray cat from Garfield showed up and gave me a tea. I'm just going to take it.
Oh, no. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Oh, we're off to a stellar start here, man.
I came back from my parents' house, and they have a lot of dogs right now, and apparently I'm slightly allergic to pit bulls, so I have, like, the driest sinuses right now.
Awesome.
Wait. They have a lot of dogs right now.
Yes.
Meaning
yes.
They don't typically have that many dogs?
Correct. Typically, there's only one. There was 11 of them, and now there is...
What? What do your parents do?
I thought you
do?
Got Ranger two, fixed. How did he have three, 11 four, friends? Five,
six, seven. There's seven right now.
What?
Long story short, my younger brother, without really clearing everything with anyone, rescued a bunch of dogs from somewhere just outside of St. Louis, because he knows the family that these people were getting evicted from their farm or moving. I'm not really sure exactly what. Anyway. Okay. He came home with mama puppy, her puppies, and then like four other
like
6 month old to like 3 year old pit bulls.
What kind of car does he drive?
He had a friend drive him down who has like a larger van trucky thing. And they had a trailer that they put the dogs in.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my parents went from having one dog,
which
Casey's pit bull Medusa,
yeah,
and then went to having 11 of them. So
a
bunch of found their homes, but the puppies have like a week before they are like
before they
allowed
can.
To be away
yeah.
from
yeah yeah
to be away from mom. So next weekend, I believe the puppies are going.
Okay.
And then he still has the 1 3-year-old, a 6-month-old, and then mama,
jeez.
Who I don't know if mama has a home.
Jeez.
But she's like 2 or 3.
Yeesh. Okay, then. This is, yeah.
And joining us also, aside from Ian... And his
bunch of dogs,
and a bunch of dog hair. is a man who has significantly fewer dogs in his house, or at least last time I checked. It's Joe. Joe, how are you doing? Is that true? And what are you drinking today?
I have zero dogs, and currently I'm drinking water, but don't worry. I have some pre-workout because I'm going to be going to work out after we're done recording this.
Well, then we are off to a strong start for you.
I haven't worked out for the last 2 days, and I haven't slept great for the last 2 days, so I'm noticing a pattern.
I wonder if those two things could be related.
I'll let you know tomorrow. Hopefully.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah.
No, I'm not going to make that joke. No, so
do it.
Never mind.
Nope. Do it.
No, I've decided against it.
I have a pretty good idea.
It's not funny enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not funny. I couldn't figure out how to get it to be funny. So, no. Yeah. We're done.
I mean, does that stop any of us from telling jokes?
No. I've been told my dry sense of humor is pretty awesome. So, there's
by
that.
Who? Not your wife.
No. My child. I mean, only because she laughs at everything.
Ah, yes.
And I mean at, not with. She laughs at me. Although I did blow her mind recently. She loves Bluey. She loves Bluey. Normally we watch it on the TV upstairs. Well, my wife was doing work, and so we went, and instead of watching it on the 40-inch TV mounted above the fireplace, we watched it on the 55-inch TV in the basement, and she was just like, whoa. Like, the look on her face, I wish I got a picture of it, because it was just like, I didn't know Bluey was so big. This is awesome.
Now you should put Bluey on, like, one of the old, tiny, you know, like, this big black and white TVs.
On the 19-inch Sony that we had in our college dorm room for the first 2 years.
That we played online Gears of War and did well. Somehow. Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. Wrap your mind around that.
Did it also still have the VCR in it?
No. But the channel changer was actual clicking knobs. It went thunk, 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 thunk. Yeah.
And it had the channel number burned into the upper right-hand corner.
Channel 3?
Yep.
Yep. Channel 3.
I finally figured out how to turn it off, and then when we turned it off, it was just a pink outline.
That TV was legally allowed to buy us drinks our freshman year.
My microwave was even older than your TV. My microwave was like 30 years old by the time we went to college.
It was great. It worked well.
It did.
Though.
Like, it just didn't. It didn't die.
That's because it was a literal nuclear reactor.
I mean, we could have powered most of the dorm with it, but it's fine.
It was. Yeah.
I'm just surprised you guys didn't blow a fuse with it.
Yeah, I don't know how we didn't do a lot of things.
Like get in trouble.
That's very true.
Yes.
Well, no. We're both charming when we want to be.
And we actually get quieter when we drink, at least when we were in college. So
just in the dorm room.
I've seen either of you be charming.
Well, we're both married, so it worked at least once. Or as I've rewatched History of the World Part 1, you know, just take a club.
Oh man.
And that's where Ian is gone now.
Oh, no.
History of the World Part 1. Good stuff. Catch History of the World Part 2.
Hey, I'm looking for a pack of Trojans. Jeez, I just ran out.
Jesus, what?
All right.
Give me some of that sweet Roman red.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's... Now that we've done our obligatory 10 minutes of banter, let's go ahead and
banter some more.
Talk about our, talk about our sponsor for this week, joesdiscgolf.com.
Yeah. Eventually there'll be a new article up there
where you can find all the latest news and articles from about 3 months ago.
No, not that bad.
5 months ago.
3 weeks ago? Maybe a month? I need to get on that.
Yeah.
In my free time.
Well, you know, at the beginning of April, we'll have an article about our new line of discs that we are releasing.
Yep.
You know, so stay tuned for that. And maybe I should actually get on that.
Got to talk to our artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in charge of that. Yeah.
I sure am.
Artist.
Artist.
Anyway. So, let's. So anyway, you can also find the Joe's Disc Golf shop there. Mm-hmm. There's a link to that.
There's some stuff up. Again, and, in my free time, once I get it, there's going to be a new website dedicated to it, so that'll be easier.
Fun.
Because the hosting provider I pay for allows me to have 100 different web pages, so...
Might as well,
and it costs $12 a year to register a domain with Google. Yeah. So... Meh. If you want to look to start a website, Hostinger, there's a link. You get some credit, I get credit, and then nothing for Google domains. Just, you know, go there. It's $12. Like, it's a good deal.
Fair enough. So, also, if you are wanting to find the visual version of this, to look at our beautiful faces... well, then I would suggest just sticking with the audio version. But you can find all of the Half in the Bag Disc Golf videos on Joe's YouTube channel, YouTube/Joe's Disc Golf, where you can also find his weekly videos.
Yes, and those are more frequent.
Yes, those are more frequent.
Also, there is a Half in the Bag playlist on the channel. So you can go all the way back to the beginning and listen to all of it.
No, I think suffer is about right.
Yeah. Especially when that other host was here, he who shall not be named.
But Joe, you're still here.
I know.
he was charming. Now that was charming.
That was one charming bastard right there.
Oh man. So
yes,
let's get into our topic of the day.
Yes,
which gentlemen, let's I think we've got a super exciting topic here. We're gonna talk which superheroes we think would be the best disc golfers.
Can I go first?
Yes, we're gonna start.
Are we
with,
doing MPO first? Or are we just throwing out superheroes? Because we would assume that the super heroines would probably be able to compete in MPO and dominate.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm going to say just superhero or heroine, no matter what. Yeah. Throw it out.
Okay, so first one.
Isn't heroine always pretty super?
First one, guaranteed to win.
Chase that dragon.
Guaranteed to win everything and always shoot 18 down, Mr. Fantastic. Because everything's just a 6-inch drop in. He just stretches his arm out and boop.
See,
but the disc has to leave your hand.
It would, just drops it into the basket. I mean, he could stop his hand like a foot short of the basket and just little tap in. It's cheating. Well, technically, no. His feet
No, because his. Well, no. Is it
it's his feet.
Foot or is it the hand that has to stay behind the line?
Foot.
The foot, yeah.
So only foot?
Well, technically, it's whatever supporting body part. So if you're taking a knee, it's your knee has to be.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mr.
That's
Fantastic
a, that's
wins.
A good
what
one.
You're saying is.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Hang on, I've got one that might be able to, I don't think that he can trump it.
I think we
he'll
can
at least tie it.
I think we can just ignore that one.
I've got one that can tie that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Mr. Played 18, Shot 18, it's Hawkeye.
Aha. Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 That would be another good one.
The question is, could he get the distance? I mean, his accuracy
is not what's in question.
Yes.
Riding and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
So
I think so. I mean, he's always drawn, jacked as shit.
I mean, all superheroes are, especially if you go back to the 90s versions, they have 47 packs. Oh, yeah. Like they have abs from their toes to their head.
I mean, in fairness, drawing a bow that much would be pretty, I would think his arm strength would be pretty good.
I always question, at least from the 90s cartoon, why is Professor X completely jacked? Upper body I'll give you, but like in some of those cartoons where like, it's like, how
do your legs have muscles, sir?
Yeah.
He literally just sits there, and part of his day is literally just him using his powers to just crush his muscles so that way they just... They're into a bread loaf shape. He's like, I want Hawaiian rolls today.
All right, yeah.
All right. So Ian, we've got Hawkeye and Mr. Fantastic... shooting 18.
I got another 18. One.
Jean Grey.
Okay.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally, yep. Would it'd be the same thing as Mr. Fantastic, though. She'd never miss.
Yeah.
Just,
yep.
Yeah. You're right.
Going along that same thing.
She would always ace it.
Domino. She's lucky.
Yeah.
So somehow.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Somehow.
In the same vein.
Yeah.
She'd be like Jean Grey. I think her canon is that she changes odds, so 100% chance the disc is going in.
No, Scarlet Witch from the comics, can literally alter reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if she thinks it happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
So she just has to be like, I make the shot.
Yep.
Yep.
So in terms of my Marvel, like... non-guaranteed to just ace every single thing. Yeah. I was thinking along the lines of like Captain Marvel, because he fucking hucks his giant ass shield around all
Captain
the time.
Captain America?
Oh my dear God.
I was like, Captain Marvel, she's an interesting... Wait, she's a she and doesn't have a shield. But she worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm confused.
Oh my goodness.
No, I think that's a good shout.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, how does Captain Falcon America play into this?
Falcon punch!
That is what I called Falcon and the Winter Soldier. He's Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Got it.
That would be a really entertaining show.
It would be very different.
It would be
a very different
show, yes. A lot more racing,
Ed Brubaker would be very confused.
Yes.
I've got one here for you.
Yeah.
What about She-Hulk?
What about her?
All the advantages of Hulk strength and...
A lot more finesse.
A lot more finesse. Mm-hmm. A lot better mental game. I could see her being a pretty good option here.
Yeah.
Except for in the woods courses, I think she might chuck it too hard. I mean, she has finesse, but there's a lot of power behind every single one of her throws.
Good news, if she hits the tree during round one, she doesn't have to worry about hitting the tree in round two.
Yeah, that's true.
So her disc caddy bag is literally just like five of them stacked together with hundreds of literally the same disc, just assuming that they will just explode and also explode trees.
The question is, could you just imagine her like putting and the disc, like the worst fit out ever, as the disc just goes straight through the basket
and then the basket just falls over
yes
where it went
yes.
through
Yep.
Who would be my actual series?
She can't find her discs ever because she just, like, creates craters whenever it, like, doesn't hit a tree. It's just... It's like, where'd it go?
I don't know.
It's like 15 feet deep now.
Found it. Every putt's an uphill putt.
Oh, no. Watch out, spectators.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see. Who would my real one be? I think Spider-Man wouldn't be a bad option. Pretty strong.
You know?
He's got some finesse. The spider sense. Yeah. He might be able to, absolutely. He sees, oh no, the wind's blowing a little bit. His spider sense is tingling and he can adjust on the fly.
His Peter tingle?
Yeah.
I broke Ian.
Yep. Have you seen all the new Spider-Man movies?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm missing the most recent one.
Yeah, that was I'm missing that one too.
That was a good one.
I've heard it's good. Yeah. I haven't had time because...
Yes,
you know,
I understand.
About to turn 4-year-old is staying up much later these days.
What were you doing when you were sick?
Yeah.
Not looking at a screen gave me the worst migraines. Seriously. Ooh. Like, if I looked at a screen for like 10 minutes, all of a sudden my head was just like, and I was like, I'm sorry. So I have read almost 1,500 pages of various book materials. I completely reread Dr. Sleep by Stephen King.
Okay.
I'm
hoping to sleep.
almost through Eyes of the Dragon, which was like a 1987 story that he wrote.
Okay.
And then a whole bunch
of that one
D&D stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you created your own D&D system now that D&D is pissing off the entire tabletop world?
No, because I have like so many other systems, but at this point they already have what money they have for me, so
yeah,
we're gonna finish out our campaign. I'm not picking up anything new because also I don't need anything else.
Yeah,
but yeah. I am supporting the like third party creators because I have like basically Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
Someone basically just made Bloodborne in 5e compatible.
Nice,
and it looks badass.
Nice.
That's a Kickstarter that'll eventually show up. I don't know. Hopefully this year.
So.
But, so disc golf and Marvel.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I have not watched the newest Spider-Man. I'm guessing that's where something new is what you're wanting to reference, Joe? Or
no, the Peter Tingle thing?
No.
Yeah, it's just the Peter Tingle.
That was the second movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So which Spider-Man are you choosing, Joe?
I'm going to have to go with Toby. Go classic.
Okay.
That was one of the first movies I went to go see with my friends, like, without parents. So, nostalgia.
90s to early 2000s, Saturday morning Spider-Man. That would be my choice.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Cartoon Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm, I wasn't thinking cartoon Spider-Man, but...
See, I'm almost thinking, like, Into the Spider-Verse Miles Morales Spider-Man.
That would be...
Okay.
That would be interesting.
Like, you know, athletic on his own... You know.
I feel like Spider-Gwen would also be a solid spider contender.
I'm going to have to vote for Spider-Pig.
Peter Porker?
Peter Porker.
Actually, no, I want Noir Spider-Man just because Nick Cage did his voice.
Oh, man, I can just... That would be a good one. That'd be a good one.
That'd be so awesome.
But he doesn't get it. No!
Now, here's my question.
Where's that wind coming from? It's always around him, don't worry.
Now here's my question.
One. Yep.
Does Spider-Man?
Yes.
Whenever he parks a hole, does he say, "I Peter Parkered that"?
I love you. You're beautiful. Please never change.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's amazing.
That was. Yep. Yep.
You know, he might not win many with all of the cheat codes that we've gotten here, but you know, he, yeah. that's That's my new favorite.
Yep.
Oh, well, I feel like if it was superheroes playing disc golf, the disc golf courses would look literally nothing like what we could play.
No.
Because everyone can cheat.
Yes.
Like, they would have, like, you know, freaking dimensional portals and stuff, so that way if, you know, Mr. Fantastic was like gonna stick his hand through, it's like, oh nope,
nope,
got bitten off by an alligator.
Or, you know, with Doctor Strange, he could just open a portal right to the basket.
That's what I was just thinking. I'm just like,
everything's a tap in as well.
Oh man,
he may have gotten shafted in the MCU, however he can play a mean disc golf.
Yes he can.
Here's okay, would that not be the best Mando ever, though? You have to make it through the dimensional portal.
Circular Mando.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be... I'm trying to think. Is there any other Marvel person I could think of that would be entertaining?
Entertaining, I mean, yes.
Yes.
I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the, like... Ooh, excuse me. A lot of the, like, technology heroes that they have would be right out,
yeah,
because their technology wouldn't necessarily give them any specific advantage.
Yeah. I mean, they'd be their own class.
I will say, the person that I want making my discs, I know who that it would be. Obviously,
Stark Industries?
Tony Stark. Yeah. Obviously, Tony Stark.
I was going to say, I was like, I bet she's going Stark, but... Who else could it be? Hammer?
Dr. Victor Von Doom?
Hammer Industries?
I believe he could make some fun discs.
Yeah.
I mean...
Doomsday Discs. That's their new...
That's why they're so secretive.
Yeah. There we go. We put it together. We figured it out after all these months.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Without even trying.
Yes.
Or something.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
There's one robot sitting in a corner just going... Oh, damn it. They've figured us out. Get the marketing team.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It's like a Space Ghost-like castle, which is like shitty animated, like, lightning in the background. Oh, they figured me out.
All right, so conversely, we've talked about, you know, the cheat codes, who we think the non-cheat codes
yeah.
that would be best at disc golf would be. Who would be the worst at disc golf?
Hmm.
I've got one to throw out here.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it to it.
Wolverine. I don't think he'd yeah. have the patience for it.
Yeah.
No, he'd get too pissed off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
He'd be like,
plus, he wouldn't want to play by the rules.
Yeah.
He's not a rules man.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
But Deadpool would not work
no.
either. Well, he might be high enough to fit in.
Just a little
but
on.
I don't think he'd be
hang
good.
On. I need clarification on this. Are we talking Ryan Reynolds Deadpool or Reynolds Ryan Deadpool?
Yes. All of the pool realities
yes.
in one.
The poolverse.
There's a Gwenpool.
Let's see. What about Gambit?
No, I think Gambit
oh,
would
think
actually
Gambit
be like.
Be good.
I just figured
because his whole
like
thing is that he like
middle
throws.
To up.
Yeah, but like when he throws it with all that accuracy, they also explode. So.
Well, that's because he charges it with his powers. He just yeah. doesn't charge the disc first, dude.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, who
he just avoids
the disc charger on the bench?
Stations. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, all right.
I feel like Storm would not be good.
I was just thinking Storm.
Would she, though? Because you know that she's always going to get favorable wind.
True.
Well, although that is true, she usually does a lot of wind stuff that's on a grander scale. So I'm almost thinking it might be too much wind.
Yeah. It's not local. It's all like...
She'd be awful to play with.
Yeah.
I think it's fair, though.
You'd get unfavorable yeah. winds.
Yes. Yes.
Always a strong headwind.
Yep.
Yeah. At hurricane speeds.
Yes.
Yes.
Magneto. Where's the rest of your card? Oh, they're back there.
What about Magneto?
Magneto.
Because, you know, all the discs are plastic. I mean, technically, yes, he could, like, rip all the baskets out of the ground. But, like...
I'm just imagining him ripping the basket out of the ground, pulling it towards him, dropping in his disc from the T-pad, and then sending it back.
What? It's fine, guys. It's fine. Whatever.
He's having
you gonna
off
call
day
me on a foot fault?
He drops it. Oh.
And I can't pick it up. It's plastic.
He can pick it up. He just can't use his
I have to bend over to pick it up.
Hang on. Joe, don't you have like a metal flake disc?
I have several. I wonder if it's actually metal flake, though. One way to find out.
We'll find out.
The question is, is it really metal flake or is it just glitter in the plastic? That's semi-legitimate question there, though.
Oh, man. That is...
Daredevil. Because it would be too quiet.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't necessarily be able to use his senses, other senses, to figure out where the disc or where the basket is.
Yep.
Although his ability to throw things would lend him to be like handy, but I think it would be too quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless he was playing in like an urban area and there was enough noise that he could like echolocate where it is.
So which Daredevil are you talking about?
Not Ben Affleck.
Not Batflit.
No. I mean I'm thinking more like Ed Brubaker series, comic series.
Okay.
But it's probably closest to the like Netflix.
That's a good show. Daredevil. Too.
Mm-hmm. I
don't think it would.
Speaking of Daredevil, I'm gonna say Kingpin. I think there's like too much muscle there that it just would be prohibitive to, you know, actually throwing a disc.
Cartoon ball. Kingpin or
yes.
Vincent D'Onofrio Kingpin.
I'm gonna go with the Roach from Men in Black.
Yep.
Nice.
He did a really good job bringing that to live action.
They really did.
It's just too bad they never utilized him.
Oh, Kingpin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, I'm thinking specifically like cartoon version that is...
He's built like a brick shithouse because he's bigger than the brick shithouse.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. In that same vein, maybe Blob?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, Blob would not be that good. Juggernaut? No. Juggernaut's right out. He would not be good at this.
But he's the Juggernaut, bitch.
He sure is, buddy.
What about Jubilee? Kind of useless.
Oh, well, she's definitely just the one who's like, anytime an ace happens, she just goes, psh.
I want her to be around anytime my ace.
She is the best card mate. She is the best card mate.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. She's just there to make everyone feel good.
Oh,
man, we are running through a lot of different, mostly X-Men at this point, it seems.
Well, I mean, there's an X-Men for everything.
Yes.
I don't think Peter Quill would be good because he's not really ever spent time on Earth.
And he's just a human. Like, he is. Oh, yeah, I guess he's half cosmic, whatever. I almost said Kevin Spacey. Like, what was the actor's name that played Ego? God. Patrick
Russell
Swayze?
No, that was not Russell Crowe.
Oh, no.
That was, why am I blanking on this? Hold on.
Oh, gosh. All right, magic... first one to find it. In the magic box. Boy, this is great audio
awesome
content.
Here.
It sure is.
That is not helpful.
This is not helpful at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, Karen Gillian, you're so hot on that show.
On
it's a South Park reference.
Which show are you talking about?
Joe knows the South Park reference that I was making.
It was Kurt Russell. That's why. I had Russell.
I wasn't anywhere near.
I was like, brain.
Oh man. That was bad.
That was riveting content right there. Let me tell you.
Yes, it was. How do you guys think that Groot would do?
Groot. I feel like he would be either mid to low. Yeah. I don't know if he'd be the worst.
I think he could, but like, you know, he could extend his limbs and get some good. He could get a good whip action to really get some distance on that.
Right.
I feel like Rocket would be real bad.
Yeah. I think Gamora would be kind of bad too. Like,
really? She's so acrobatic though.
Acrobatic, yeah, but how strong is she though?
She's Thanos's child. Come on now.
Adopted.
Yes, but also slightly genetically modified. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't you worry about her.
Who would be better, Gamora or Nebula?
I would say Gamora because Nebula would get pissed too fast.
Oh no!
As long as they weren't on the same card, I think it would be a fair fight. I think Nebula might even be slightly more accurate.
I think she would
because her cybernetics would like be very consistent.
I think the issue would be just her temperament rather than actual skills. She gets angry. Yeah, well, but that's frustrated.
But
well, that's why I said as long as they're not on the same card. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a pretty fair fight.
Yep.
And we saw that on in Endgame that you know, she gets real excited when she's doing well.
Yeah. Although you know, Tony had to let her win on a few of those. Otherwise she was going to straight up murder his ass over paper football.
I mean, who wouldn't murder him, though?
Yeah.
So, to come back on my earlier statement, I feel like Captain Marvel would also be in the too much power, not enough finesse range of things.
Yeah,
I could see that, yeah. We definitely think that's how Hulk would be, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hulk
is just...
What about Professor Hulk?
I don't think he would have the dexterity.
Yeah.
To like grip the disc.
His hands are too big.
Yeah.
You know, not to shit on Jessica Jones too hard, but I think Jessica Jones would literally be the worst disc golfer because she would either be drunk or hungover as hell.
Yeah.
And is just a person basically.
Yeah. Who's just really strong.
But not like overly so. She's not like taken down buildings.
True. Yeah.
I feel like she would show up and she'd be like, gosh, why am I even here?
Yeah. I don't think she'd even care. She'd be like, fuck. And she'll throw it 500 yards, but, you know, the basket's over here and she threw it 80 degrees to the right.
Oh, man. So I think that brings us to one more question.
Okay.
Of the Marvel heroes that are basically just people with special skill sets, who do we think would win? I mean,
Luke Cage. He does the most amount of like physical training as well as some martial arts. He's gonna be consistent.
How do we think Nick Fury would do?
I think the depth perception would be pretty brutal.
Yeah, he relies too much on his technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's more the general. I feel like he would be like the coach from Happy Gilmore.
It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips.
No, it's all in the hips, mother.
The Punisher. He'd do all right, I think.
Yeah.
He'd be scrappy.
How do we think Winter Soldier would do?
Which arm is he thrown with?
With Bucky?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you've watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you know the biggest weakness of his prosthetic arm is that it's his non-dominant arm.
Yeah. It's true. But he does have the Super Soldier serum.
Yeah.
So he'd be pretty strong. I would just think if he could figure out how to play lefty, because I think it's his left arm.
Yeah, it's his left arm.
If he could figure out how to play lefty, the prosthetic arm would offer way more consistency and release.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Very true. As well as, I mean, that thing would... I mean, he could rip a disc with that thing.
Literally.
It also just explodes.
Yes. Yes.
Threw it too hard. Damn it. Not again.
Oh, man.
Just remember, I forget which PDGA rule it is, wherever the biggest chunk lands is where you play it from. That is a rule.
I mean, it makes sense. Now, you have to have a rule for that.
Yep.
Here's a question.
Okay.
If the disc explodes and the largest chunk falls in the basket, does that mean it's an ace?
Yes.
What if the basket explodes?
Thinking.
Then it's just time to go home. Then you go home and go, we were never here.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, all of the baskets are now made out of adamantium.
Yes.
Or vibranium. Yes.
Why not an alloy?
What do you guys...
Vibranium? I'll workshop that.
How?
Anemone.
How would Thanos do?
50-50 shot whether or not the whether or not the hole exists or not, we'll figure it out. Who knows?
So with half of all living things being snapped out of existence, trees are living things. So some of those wooded courses could have gotten, you know, pretty easy.
I would again put him in the, like, too much power,
too big ham hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't really be able to, he'd be like, why is this tiny thing? And he'd be like, and it would just either explode or he'd be like the worst golfer because it would just fall over because he couldn't really get a good release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his hands are basically the size of small Mack trucks.
No. You know who he never considered? Thor.
Now, are we going like late MCU Thor or like comic book Thor?
I mean, dad bod Thor is probably more accurate to disc golf. But...
dad bod Thor 100% plays disc golf.
Yes.
That is my official headcanon.
Yes.
And I will not accept any challenges to this.
Yep.
Mostly in the Scandinavian countries, in the middle of winter.
Disc golf in the Scandinavian countries is huge.
Yeah.
So that only makes sense. That's just more.
Or Green Bay.
Yeah. Like he 100% plays.
Or Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. No, yep. I mean, he 100% plays disc golf. I will not accept any other. So.
Now, Jeff Goldblum.
Just Jeff Goldblum or a character played by him?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I was specific. Let's be honest. Every character played by Jeff Goldblum is just Jeff Goldblum in a costume.
I mean, so, isn't that also Robert Downey Jr.?
Ever since he got clean,
I mean,
no offense, but that's a great gig. Just be yourself and get paid hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
When this podcast takes off, I'll get paid tens, maybe even hundreds of pennies.
All those Spotify royalty checks for like 5 cents.
Yes. It costs more to mail it to me, or it costs more in electricity to have it wired to my bank than it was actually worth.
Yep. Oh my goodness, why am I blanking on the name of the universal force that Jeff Goldblum plays in Ragnarok?
Oh, not the Collector.
No, that's the other guy.
No.
It's like the Game Master or something like that.
The Game Master?
Yeah, Grandmaster, yes. I think is right.
You know who would be really good? Eventually, Taskmaster. So he just copies. He copies everybody's form and can just.
Yeah.
He hops on YouTube, and before you know it, he's better than everyone.
Who? Okay. All right. So, if he were to copy a real life player,
yeah,
who would he copy? My thought is Paul Macbeth, because it's Macbeth, but...
I could see him... I don't know, can he... I'm not as familiar with Taskmaster, but can he, like, blend it together? Like, I know he can copy other people's form, but is it just a straight copy, or can it be, like, taking parts of each?
Yeah, that's one that I'm not as familiar with, because I was going to say, I feel like he would... take like a Paul Macbeth or Gannon Burr.
Yeah, I was thinking Gannon.
Mix it with like Kristen Tatar and just for some of the finesse.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I'm only really familiar with Taskmaster from the Black Widow movie.
That was not a good version of Taskmaster.
Well, and from some other like
cartoons.
Yeah, basically just some random sources here or there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know slightly more, but not enough to really like.
Bless you.
Bless you. That was.
I was trying to turn my microphone off before that happened.
You got it about halfway there.
Well, I was
living on a prayer.
I was trying to turn it off, and I was unfortunately pushing it to the on position.
Almost 50-50. Yes. Thanos there. 50-50. Yes.
Oh man. Yeesh.
Yeah.
You can edit that out, right, Joe?
I mean, I could.
But you're not going to.
This is my low effort podcast.
We can tell.
You're a low effort podcast.
Hey, when did we come up with this topic?
I mean, I think technically, like, months ago.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
We just chose it right before.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I had another one, and now I don't remember who it was now.
I wish I knew more about comic books. Should have invited my brother-in-law.
God, Bruce would have destroyed all of us. It would have been highly entertaining. It would have. But, yeah, Bruce would be like, shut up, you're all wrong.
Yes. That's true. But he also would have been like, and this is why. And give you bullet points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we would have been here for like 3.5 hours.
Oh, for sure.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh, for sure.
We would have podcasts for the next 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
That's very true.
That is part one, part two, part three.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's all just the first superhero?
Yes. And then we talk about which anime character.
I'm out on that one. I got nothing.
Optimus Prime.
All Might.
Oh. I do have a fun fact for you.
Goku.
So Simon, of course, just released his new disc, and everyone's freaking out about the stamp on it.
Yes.
It's the...
the axolotl.
Yes. Fun fact of the day.
Yeah.
The protein that allows the axolotl to regenerate its limbs...
Yes.
...is the Howlett protein, named after Wolverine.
Huh.
Yep. Huh. What was your fun fact of the day?
Interesting.
Well, thanks, nerds.
Yeah. We love nerds.
We do some stupid but fun stuff.
That's like my favorite unit of measurement in when we were doing physics was the barn. It is, I want to say it's the distance between the electrons. It's smaller than like the distance between the electrons and the nucleus because they said they couldn't find it and you'd have to hit, you know, something about hitting the broadside of a barn. And so that became an official unit of measurement. Because why not physics?
Yep.
And my favorite one from nuclear physics is the sunshine unit to measure nuclear blast. Fun fact, one sunshine unit will kill you. And I just love that that is an official unit. Like,
speaking of stuff that is official and dumb.
Disc golf.
What? The tail on the Stegosaurus, the little spiky bits.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you know what this is?
Yep.
I somehow do not know this, and this is my favorite dinosaur. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get learned it.
Yeah.
So there was an old Far Side cartoon that was, and this is called a Thagomizer in honor of the late Dr. Thag, or Dr. Thag.
And it is
officially the Thagomizer.
Yep. Far Side is awesome.
Yes.
Nice.
My favorite little bit with the Far Side was from Cheers when Woody Harrelson's like, yeah, Far Side, I just don't get it. And I think it was Norm's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's this, 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 and this. He's like, after this whole big, long 5-minute spiel, he's like, no, I don't get the New York Times, so I just don't get to see the Far Side comics.
That's pretty good.
That was basically a Far Side right in that.
Yeah, that's real good.
Oh, Cheers.
Oh, Far Side. Oh, Cheers. No. That's a lot of good comedy happening right in there.
Yep.
I feel like this is a good spot to end the podcast.
I would say so, because we're never really on the rails, but we have diverted from even seeing the rails at this point.
Yes.
So what have we all learned today?
I think we've Magneto learned about has picked up the rails.
We've learned about sunshine units.
Taken them that way. You have to get through all the junk before you get to the educational bit.
Yes.
Exact opposite of an after-school special.
53 minutes in.
We learned about Thagomizers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, all right. I think that does it, so...
I think so.
Like we said, if you want to watch the visual version of this podcast, you can find this on Joe's YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Joe's Disc Golf.
Yep.
If you want to just listen to this podcast because you don't want to see our faces, you can find that wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you hit us up at halfofthebagdg to tell us what you think we got right, what you think we got wrong, and you know, who we obviously missed.
Probably a lot.
Don't come at us with your DC takes. We'll get to that one some other time. And
next week.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see if we have a topic for next week or not.
Who knows? DC.
And, you know, I think that pretty well wraps it up. So, Joe, thank you for submitting some of the best answers or some of the worst answers. Yep. I don't know which.
Why not both?
But, you know, you really stretched yourself for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave that one there. I'm just going to leave that one there.
Ian, watch out for the Thagomizer.
I will indeed. Yes. And I'll also make sure that I don't insult the incorrect captain on the field.
Yes. Oh, man. And listeners and viewers, thanks for putting up with this ridiculous episode.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great week and enjoy your rounds.
Yep.
Bye.
Later.
Bye, everybody.